Okay, it's seven. I think we're all, I've changed everybody's name so I don't screw them up. All right, welcome everyone. It is very nice to meet you. I'm really excited tonight to have these two guys that I met in Florida, not Florida, where were we?
Atlanta.
Yeah, Georgia. These two guys that I met at the NARSL conference in October. And they gave a presentation at the War Room, I mean, at the NARSL conference, but I didn't get to go to it because I was signed up to help somebody else. So I'm really excited to get to actually hear the presentation because I missed it there. So this is Kevin on top and Scott over there. They live in Florida. You know a little bit about them because I sent you an email. So welcome and tell us all about your app.
Thanks, Anne. We're really happy to be here. I appreciate you having us on. Scott and I met, I guess, about 2 years ago. I'm a registered person. Scott is not. We met on an online dating app a little over 2 years ago, and we got married last December of 24, and so we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary. Thank you very much. And I guess soon after we got married last year, we wanted to buy a house. So instead of going on a honeymoon, we decided to buy a house instead. And so we started looking in the Orlando area. And as a lot of people know, especially people in Florida and a lot of other states, it's really tough to buy a house when you're on a registry. And so Scott watched, because Florida has a statewide law that prevents someone from being on the, from if you're on the registry, you can't live within 1,000 feet of a park, a playground, a school, a daycare center. And that's a state law for people convicted after 2003. Well, there's also county laws. There's like 63 counties, I think, in Florida. And if that county so chooses, they can increase that radius. Some counties have increased it all the way up to 2,500 feet from these places, these prohibited places. Some counties have added prohibitive places, such as lakes and community pools and arcades and different things. And municipalities, of course, these little towns that have their own post office and police force. And Orlando has about seven or eight, at least, municipalities that act as suburbs, whether it be Winter Park or Winter Springs or Winter Garden. There's a lot of winters in Florida. And these places can also increase and make their own laws. As long as they don't go below the 1,000-foot rule that's statewide, they can increase it. In fact, Windermere has a 3,000-foot rule. And if you know anything about Windermere, it's a pretty small place, pretty difficult to live there if you're on the registry. So anyway, I'm trying to find a house that we can afford, that we want to live in, that meets our criteria and satisfies any residency restriction. And so I was on Zillow, of course. Just kind of scrolling through, dealing with a realtor, and I would find a house and it wouldn't qualify. Or I would find a house and I would go on Google and try to do the distance, and I would look for schools and parks and playgrounds and daycare centers that were close to the house and try to measure the distance using Google tools. It was really tough. And it was pretty stressful. I mean, buying a house is stressful anyway. But with the living restrictions and not having a mechanism, I would try to contact the local sheriff's office and I would say, "Hey, can you check an address?" And they would say, "Well, you can email us." And so then I would email them and I might get an answer in 4 or 5 days. And then if it was a no, they wouldn't tell me why. They would just say, "No, that doesn't work." And so Scott saw what I was kind of dealing with, and I'll let Scott speak to the next part. He decided to do something about it. I didn't know he was going to do anything about it. Go ahead, Scott.
Share my screen and we can look at the app as well while I talk through it. But yeah, I mean, Kevin was, going on and on trying to find houses, and I saw the struggle that he was facing just looking for a house and just trying to find a place that was suitable, and then using all the resources that were initially available, which was just the maps themselves and satellite view, and really seeing the frustration and just insecurities and everything go with just trying to find a place to live. And there's just not a lot of resources out there to look up the specific restrictions that are being put in these places. So overnight, I just I was unable to sleep, so I'm like, let me just work on something. And I built an initial functionality based version of what we have now, which pretty much was just using Google API to call and find places in a radius search, which kind of let him look up initial addresses that we were seeing to see if there was like any automatic disqualifiers. Like, is there a park or a playground or a school or something that's just automatic? Like, okay, this is here. It's within 500 feet. And kind of just start vetting out those addresses. And then, after a few months, I mean, it became more and more and more. And once we actually found our house, look, using this tool, we thought it could benefit other people. So we kind of created the full application that we have now, and the initial 1.0 release is out.
And let
Wow,
me just
and
jump in real
you're just
quick.
able to just like do this, just
Yeah.
right.
Well,
Yeah, let
I am a software engineer, so I do this for a living, is develop software and applications.
still
So
impressive.
we had an issue that there wasn't a solution for, so I created that solution for and released it publicly. The states and counties and stuff definitely have tools like this, not all of them. But I'm giving the public access to tools that probably are better than what they're using. Since we're using Google Maps APIs and certain things.
What does
So
API mean?
it's an application interface that we interact with. So I'm using Google data. And to get that data into our application, we have to make RESTful API calls. Sorry, I get a little too technical. Pretty much we're just using Google data to populate the results of the app. Now we are
Okay.
working with advocacy groups and trying to reach out to states for stuff like in-home daycares and certain things that aren't going to be on Google Maps. And we do have that in Florida. So in Florida, we do have in-home daycares included in our search results. And we're working to get those included for other states, and making sure we're trying to keep that updated as much as possible.
Nice. Yeah, have you ever, so I want to just share a quick little story. A guy once called me on the helpline. Before he went to prison, he'd lived with his girlfriend. And so off he goes. He's getting ready to get out, and he's just assumed that he would move back in with her. But when he went to tell the registry office that he moved there, they were like, "Oh, sorry, yeah, there's an income daycare there." So he wasn't allowed to live there. And then fast forward, I'm trying to help him find places. And the way I usually do it is I just look at the registry and I see, like, oh, there's a bunch of red dots there. This street seems fine. So I did that. I found a bunch of places that were like in his price range that already had red dots. But when he went to try to check those, they were like, oh, no, those people got grandfathered in, but now there's a school there. But yet he wasn't allowed to get grandfathered in, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, and we've looked at one of our previous addresses where I met my husband at, and there's an in-home daycare now within the 1,000-foot rule, so we wouldn't be able to move back into that house. And it's very strange that it's like that, because if the laws are to protect those facilities, it seems like it shouldn't really be moving in that close to someone if it's really about the protection and what they're enforcing these laws for. But I'll let my
I just
husband
noticed that
speak.
you can't screen share, so I made it so you can.
Okay, thank you. Yes, because I can demo the app actually if you want me
So
to.
a couple of things I just want to point out. The reason he did this, the reason he built, he really undersold what he did, which isn't uncommon. We actually ended up thinking that a couple of properties were qualified, and we went out to these places. And then when we got there, you always drive around because, what if you miss something? And sure enough, we were driving 30, 45 minutes. I mean, we live in Orlando. And sure enough, we would get let down, and it was really disappointing. And I would feel really bad because this is something that I caused, and I didn't want to give him that burden. It didn't seem fair to him. And he felt really bad because I felt really bad. And so he didn't want us to have to go through this process over and over again. And he saw me, have a little bit of anxiety about this. And so over the span of like 2 days, the next thing I know, he walks out into the living room and he goes, "Hey, check this out." And he's got this little website. I mean, it's not a full-blown website, but it has a search bar and a results page. And it showed, and you, it, instead of, when you go on Google Maps and you type in an address, it shows you that location. Well, what his website does now is it shows you that location, and it draws a circle around it that you choose how big that circle is. And it can be any
Ah.
number. It can be 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet, 2,500, all the way up to 5,000 feet. And then you get to choose what you want the results to show. If you just want it to show schools, parks, playgrounds, daycare centers, it will show that. If you want to add things to that, you can add different things to that, which is really a cool tool. And man, I was so happy
Wow.
because now instead of spending a lot of time trying to figure out myself and then wasting time driving to places all over Orlando, I had something I could sit on my couch and use, and it really made things efficient. And we used it to buy the house that we finally are in right now, that we moved into in April. I did want to address daycare centers. So we live in Florida, so a lot of the initial the parts of the app that are sort of advanced are designed around Florida, and we hope to bring that into other states as we go forward. But the one of the things that exists in Florida that doesn't exist in other states for the purposes of the website that we have is the publication of in-home daycare centers. So in Florida, we have been able to work with some of our partners and discover an entire comprehensive list of every single daycare center that has been approved by the Department of Children and Families. In order for the daycare center to be a prohibited place in Florida, it must be licensed by the Department of Children and Families. So if it's not
So you
licensed
can't
by the
just
Department of Children and Families, I can live next door to it.
okay,
But if
right.
it
You
is,
can't just babysit your nephew and use that as a reason to limit
not
people
in
from living.
Florida. And so I'm going to say not in Florida specifically a lot because that's what I know really well.
Sure.
I have talked to a couple of advocacy groups in some other states that also have prohibitions with in-home daycare centers, and they're working on getting us a comprehensive list from their state that have been qualified by their version of the Department of Children and Families. And we can easily integrate that into our app, even if it, so these places don't show up on Google Maps. So that's a real challenge, right? And so, and the sheriff's office a lot of times don't really, they really don't help you until you move in and tell you have to leave. And so Scott was able to integrate all the in-home daycares in Florida into the results of this website, which I thought was pretty great.
And you said that you're kind of trying to work on getting that in all the other state in other states, which is great.
And I don't know what the laws are in other states. I don't know how, I'm not sure how, if you don't have to be licensed by the DCF in another state, I'm not sure how
If
anyone
it's
can
even
live
possible.
anywhere. And I don't know how they could keep up with it. But again, I don't know the laws from other states that well.
Would it be helpful to you? I mean, there's 50 states, so that's a lot. If someone who was living in a state was like, hey, I would like this to be added to the thing. Can I call my department of whatever and ask these questions for you? Would that be a thing that would be helpful to you?
Yes, I've asked other advocacy group leaders to provide to us, if they can, a comprehensive list. So here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to add a piecemeal list. So I don't want to say, well, we've got a bunch of in-home daycare centers included in your state, but not all of them, because that gives people a false sense of security that, okay, this is pretty accurate. And so I either want a comprehensive list, or I don't want to add it at all, because I either want it to be all the
Sure.
in-home daycare centers or not. And now Florida, and here we will get a new list every August. And so every August we will update our website to reflect that. Otherwise, everything on our website is updated in real time when Google Maps is updated. So if a new school goes up, a new park becomes, established, as soon as Google Maps recognizes that as a place, it will be on our website, because we are integrated with that API.
Oh, handy. So you don't have to do the work every time something. You're not doing the updating. That's awesome.
Right.
And
And
that's
just
also where the cost comes in at play, because we have to pay for
right.
those services by Google.
Sure.
That's not great.
So yeah, so that's where a lot of the cost is coming down, is the cloud fees using Google Maps and the requests that we're making for this information.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so it's up now. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so this is the initial landing page. So actually, let me just log out. So when going to safelivingsearch.com, you'll be taken to this login page. You can watch a demo. So we do have a YouTube video demoing the app itself, explaining why we created this app, as well as just being able to contact us. Our email is contact@compiledbyte.com. So if you
Oh,
have any
excellent.
questions, please.
Someone just asked, can I have your contact info? I'm going to put it right there.
Yeah, I just put that in the
Yes.
chat, Anne.
Oh, you
I
did.
put mine
Okay.
in the
Good
chat.
job.
So we have that there as well. Once you create an account, oops, let me, why did I do that? Once you create an account, you can contact us as well through the application. We have a contacts page. So if you want to contact us through there, you can. But once you log in, you'll be brought to our actual landing page. It will ask you for your location. I believe I have mine turned off for the browser. So I'll just search a previous address. And once you actually search an address, you'll be presented with the screen here. So what you're seeing is this black circle, which is actually the radius of what you set your distance to. So right now we have it
Oh,
maxed
and
out at.
how do you change that?
Yep. So in the left pane, you'll see a menu action panel with about five different buttons. So we have the menu button, resources, purchases, which is a credit card, your profile, as well as just your settings. So it's kind of like a quick action.
Settings.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a little bit of a quick action. So if you click menu, you can get to the actual filter settings. So you can see here we have the distance of feet, which is between 0 and 5,000. So the max we've seen so far is 3,500. But since we're not including property lines right now, we're definitely advising to at least go up a few hundred feet to give yourself room for error, for property lines and certain things, as well as the different filter options. So we're allowing our users to kind of specify or detail out the results based on their specific needs. So based on just
Nice.
knowing like your county and your municipality, city, state that you're in, you can update this filter to kind of meet the needs of where you're currently at or where you're currently searching. If you have a son out of state or something like that, you can update this to include any of those requirements. We have a lot of extra stuff here that we haven't actually seen, like bowling alleys and certain things, but you never know. It's hard to keep track of every single law. So we're trying to have a buffer there, so anything that we would expect to potentially see or possibly see, we have. Now we do have 18 to 17, I believe, selected by default. And these are the standard ones that we've seen across the board. So like schools, playgrounds, parks, anything that we've seen almost any kind of living restriction have, we've included those by default, as well as some ones that you see here that are yellow. So we identify with three different colors. We have red, yellow, and gray. The red will have a white X in the center. These are our highest probability of rejection. So these would be in-home daycares, parks, playgrounds, schools, in that top list of where we've seen these, usually across the board. Now, of course, you can take these out if those aren't part of your specific requirements, but they are included as our default filter. And that's what we are seeing here. Now, there's certain things like churches and apartment buildings that will have playgrounds and certain things. And in our state of Florida, that's considered a playground and considered public. So it would disqualify someone from living there. So we highlight these as yellow in a sense of it's not an automatic disqualifier, but it's something that you might want to look at. It's something that if it is super close to where you're currently searching, it could potentially disqualify you. And then what we're not seeing here is the actual gray ones. Those would be like a theater or potentially like a dog park, something that we don't really see as a potential risk, but it could be in a lower municipality or something. So they're included in the search, but they're not marked as a automatic disqualifier. And that's the main functionality. And as you can see here, when we search in a address,
So is this can't be the house you live in right now, because it violates a million times.
no, but this is a previous address, which would have been clear when we were living there. But now since we've moved, there's been an in-home daycare that has opened, within the 1,000-foot rule. Now this is another place that I've used to live at. And as you can see, it's an automatic disqualifier.
That's where he lived when we met.
Well,
And there was
how did
a
you live
high
there
school
if
in
it
the
had all those exits?
backyard. Yeah, I was like, well, I'm not going to be moving into this place.
Yeah, and as you can see, there's a high school within 792 feet. It's
How
a
did
lot
you
closer
how did
than
they let
that
you live
because of,
there?
I did it.
yeah,
I'm
he did
registered,
not.
he's not.
Yeah, I'm not on the
Oh, that
registry.
was where you lived, not where
Yeah, that's
Kevin lived.
where
Okay.
I lived here when I met
Yeah.
Kevin, and
Gotcha.
he told me within the first week or two of knowing him, but in that first week or two, I'm like, why don't you just come to my place? And he obviously couldn't because of this, because of anything over, I believe, 48 hours in a single year is a temporary residence, so they have to register anything over 48 hours in the state of Florida. And that brings us to our next section. So yes, this is a paid service here. So searching and returning all of these places and stuff using the Google API is a paid service. So as you can see in the top right of the search itself, I have an indicator showing me my search count. So right now I have 198 searches remaining. And as this goes down and gets closer to zero, it will become yellow. And then as it gets to zero, it will just show a red zero. And this will actually update to allow you to purchase more searches, or you can go in our left pane and go down to purchase, or just click any of the credit card icons throughout the application. I believe there's two. So on the desktop view of the left menu, it's a quick action to go directly there, or just through any screen size of the application, it's always in the menu icon at the top or in the left. And you can purchase searches. We do offer deals for more. So if it's $5.99 for 25 searches and $9.99 for 50, and then $14.99 for 100. Over the 3 months it took us, 3 to 6 months it took us to find our house, we probably used about 150, but we were also searching like houses that we probably didn't like already probably knew were disqualifiers and doing
I
it
mean,
more than once.
and you just think about how many drives you'd spend that much money on
Oh
gas, right?
yeah. And we're trying to keep this cost down as much as possible. So as we get more bandwidth and hopefully a little bit more on the resources and certain things, hopefully trying to offload that on the end user. So hopefully eventually just this service could just be free, but it'll have to weigh in on that.
Sure.
For probably, I guess, the last 2 months since this website just went live October 16th of this year. So it's not even 2 months old yet.
Wow.
And so we're making improvements and we're changing it all the time. And we're hoping by next year's NARSOL conference that we'll have a new, better version out. In the meantime, we are working on outreach to let as many people. It's hard to do outreach with things targeted to registered people. You can't put an ad on TV, and so we're doing a lot of outreach right now. And right now, if someone registers right now, and probably through the end of the year, we give out 5 free searches so they can try out the search feature on our website. So just by registering, you get 5 free searches. 25 searches is $5.99. So it's not really cost prohibitive, we don't think.
Yeah, and
And thank you for doing it.
it looks like John has a question, so we can stop there
Might as well
before.
unmute him.
Yeah, good evening. I saw that you've answered already one of the questions I put in the chat, but about your searches. Okay, hypothetical for you. Someone purchases 50 searches. Is there a time limit imposed on how long it takes them to use all 50?
No,
No.
your searches will not expire here. So you
Okay.
could buy 50 searches. If that is all you need for 10 years, as long as this app is running, you will have those 50 searches.
Okay.
As well as any kind of like promotions we're currently doing as well. So those 5 searches that you get for free will not expire. So if you don't need to use more than 5, that's awesome. I'm happy you got to use our application, and it hopefully helped out.
And if you would please put in the complete information about your website, contact, all of that, please.
Yes, we can do
I'm putting it
that.
in the search right now. I mean, I'm putting it in the chat box right now.
Thank you.
And if you email us, we if you would like to, kind of share our site or anything, we also have flyers that we can send in a PDF. We're trying to also kind of get anyone involved and release programs and stuff like that that we can get outreach to.
John will probably invite you to go on his radio show because he's got a radio show with listeners. Well, it's in Arkansas, but you can listen from anywhere.
And yeah, we would love that.
right now we've got about 250 people have registered in the last month and a half. So that's not too bad. We're excited. We're hoping that enough people, the goal obviously is to get everyone who has to deal with this kind of situation knowledgeable that this tool exists. Because, I'm, some of us are, in better situations than others. And we're desperate for a place to rent, and we're homeless, and we're looking for a place to live. We have a family member that would be kind enough to go on online and maybe use this search if we can't use the internet because we're on probation or have those restrictions. And
So
so
true.
a lot of people don't know about this. Scott and I are hoping to be able to go to some other conferences next year to help spread the word. In Florida, we have the Florida Association for the Treatment of Sexual Abusers. It's basically where all the therapists go once a year in Florida, and who run groups that offenders are required to go to. And we're hoping to go to that conference to help spread the word for their clients.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I suspect everyone who works in this area will be thrilled to tell everyone about you because we've all done this. When my partner moved in here, he was like 10, they said I was 10 feet away from a part, like I was almost not, he was almost not allowed to stay here. It's a lot of work finding an apartment. Oh, okay. So you showed us some resources. I want to
Yeah,
see the resources.
so the app is free to create an account, and there's no like pop-ups or ads or anything we're doing. And the free resources that we provide as well, are resources for the current registry restrictions, requirements, and removal for all 50 states across the board. So we're
Oh.
not providing legal advice, but what we are doing is providing resources to that information, so you can quickly find the information
Lawyers, therapy.
to each state. So yeah, we also have access to lawyers now. Some of this is targeted really just for the state of Florida right now, as we try to get
Sure.
outreach to other communities in states. We also have therapy groups that do court-ordered offender treatment, which is a requirement here on release in Florida. We also have housing, so real estate agents and room rentals, group homes that provide this for people on the registry. It's hard seeing my husband, have to show someone or tell someone that doesn't really understand or know about this, and it's kind of nice having someone that's gonna take it well, and not kind of treat them differently. And we have some really good real estate agents if you are looking for a home in Florida that have helped us find houses.
Yeah.
Show them the other links.
Yes. So then
That's
we
my
also
favorite thing.
have groups and organizations. We actually have WAR on here a few different times, I believe, for your different states that WAR supports and is in. We've been working really closely with the Florida Action Committee, here in our state of Florida. They do really great things here fighting the laws that are trying to be passed here in the state of Florida, as well as many others. So we have a lot of different advocacy groups, as well as our other links page. So this is a really neat kind of resources that we found, and my husband has known. So if you want to see registry removals in comparisons to those in all 50 states, there's the CC Resource Center that provides that information. Just Facts Not Fear has a really great resource about international travel for people on the registry. A lot of countries, especially in Asia and South and Central America, won't allow people to travel if they have kind of those kind of crimes. It kind of notifies anybody that has successfully entered a country internationally. Probation information, shows a lot of different, shorthand, easy to understand registry laws, and kind of gets those into like a coherent non-court speech, so they're easy to kind of comprehend. And I like those resources a lot, because the ones we're providing, this is a lot to try to take in and dissect, and it's a lot of court lingo, which is not the easiest either. We also have our FAQs. So if you have any kind of like quick questions, we do have some short and pretty long, lengthy questions and answers to this app. And the biggest thing about this is it's not a source of truth. It's not a source of any kind of law. So definitely this isn't like a replacement to reaching out to your local law enforcement or county or municipality or the requirements there in your state or city. But what this is more of like a pre-screening tool. So is it worth going to my sheriff's office to ask them for this information? Does it give you more of a backing to say, well, I kind of know now that there's nothing prohibiting me, because like, can you show me more information? And having more of a backing there, sure. Providing them with the source or tools that would be used there. But yeah, that's the majority of the application so far. And we're working right now on a 2.0 release, like my husband said, which will have a lot more features built in, and a lot more improvements with the functionality and the core of the application.
All right,
Um,
Kevin.
and just as a as a registered person, our first rule, we care, the whole basis of this is to help, right? That's why we're trying to keep costs down a lot. That's why we're adding all these resources and things like that. But the most important thing that I want people to understand, and Scott touched on this, is that this website has no authority whatsoever. This is not, you can't take this website to a probation officer or a law enforcement officer and say, see, they said it was okay for me to move here. And we say this on the website over and over again. This is basically a pre-screen tool to let you know if a place or a residence is absolutely not going to work. If it checks out on our website and you go and it looks good and everything checks out, then you can go to law enforcement and say, hey, I'd like to go here. Can you approve this for me? And that way you don't have to go every 5 minutes and inundate with them with things that they'll just ignore anyway most of the time.
And another good thing too is to mention as well is this is fully cross-platform. So this application and its features will work on mobile, tablet, or desktop. So anything with a web browser should be able to access and use this application. So you don't need a desktop PC or anything like that. If it can run Google Maps, it can run this application as well. And what we're
Nice.
seeing now is the mobile view. So instead of the left-hand pane that you get, there's this action that you can close and open based on the plus or minus sign. And that gives you the same results that you would see on the desktop.
We can see all your code, Scott.
No, that's the developer window, sorry. It's fine. It's public HTML.
Well, Greg and I are about to move, so I'm very excited that this exists. Although, so someone asked a question, or someone mentioned something about Kansas, Curtis R. You say Kansas started to here, but decided to get rid of them. Can I?
I'm guessing he means the laws, the restrictions, which is
But
great.
did they, like right now, or well, when we lived in Kansas a year ago, they had no residency restrictions. And so my question is, get rid of the old rule that said no residency restrictions, or like, Curtis, can you just answer that question for me, pretty please? Because I'm literally about
And
to move back to
so
Kansas.
one of the tools that, yeah, like Scott's on the page right now in our resources where we list all of the states and the statute for that particular state's residency restriction. And it looks like we don't have Kansas on there, which would tell us that they don't have residency restrictions right
Okay. Yeah,
now.
and
And
Curtis,
there's
is that true
about
that they started to take it back and then changed their mind?
It says that Kansas attempted to create residency restrictions. We opposed it with Eldon. It didn't
Eldon. Okay.
pass.
Yep.
So that's
Okay.
great.
Yeah,
And there's about I was
Eldon done.
asked. I think somebody asked in the chat about how many states have residency restrictions. And last count that I had, there was about 29 states that just had blanket statewide restrictions. If you were a registered person, you had this restriction, full stop. There were a few states that had residency restrictions for those on probation only. And there were a few states that had residency restrictions that were on their tier three or their you know, how they tier people. And just those people had residency restrictions. So it kind of depends on where you live. And so what this website does is it allows the user to determine how the search is made. It allows the user to determine what radius they're looking for and what prohibited places they want to have show up. And so it's tailored for the user to know their laws and their restrictions. It would be completely impractical, impossible for Scott and I to know every municipality's
Absolutely.
restrictions in the United States. And this website is currently live, and it does work for every state, actually anywhere in the world. Anywhere Google Maps works, our website works.
Wow.
Can't access it outside the United States, though.
Right. If you're outside the United, yeah, because even a small website like this gets attacked by hackers. Most of them are foreign, so we don't allow IP addresses outside the United States to access our website.
Okay, so I see Kevin said in the chat, some states have res statewide restrictions just for probation and some just for tier three. If anyone has organizations, groups, real estate agents, attorneys, therapists, or other useful links, please email me. So that was my question was, I assume that as more and more people get on here and start noticing, oh, like, oh, I know some resources that they don't have listed. Do you want us to tell you? Like, is that a thing that would be helpful?
No question. And we have Scott has developed a way for he and I to update our resources quite easily. And so I've mentioned a couple of times in the chat my contact information. Our contact is also available on the website. And we would love to have anyone that saw, something that was missing from groups and organization. If they have attorneys that they know that are good attorneys that are friendly to our cause. Real estate agents, therapists that are, loyal to our cause, or any interesting links. Like we've got Just Facts Not Fear on here that a lot of people don't know about. Some travel links, links to that tell you how long you can visit a state before you have to register if you're going on vacation. If people know interesting links like that, we would love to include those on here.
Lovely.
I've still got
Oh,
my
and there's the
hand up.
contact us.
Yes.
And that's where you, if you found something, an attorney or whatever, you could just put it right in there.
Yeah, if you
Yes.
would
Or you can
prefer to just
email me
contact
directly.
us through the site, without
What's
emailing us
easier for
directly,
you?
this would it goes to the same email.
Oh, okay.
So if you email contact, I can buy it by, or you can message us through that it goes to the same email.
Excellent.
And I check it about 10 times a day normally.
Nice.
We're pretty adamant.
I want people to email me.
I love this. I love this so much because it is really hard. In St. Louis, it's like 1 out of 10 houses or apartments is allowed for people on the registry in the city of St. Louis. And of course, since only 1 out of 10 are allowed, that means that those landlords who own those houses and apartments are getting asked a lot. So some of them just like, no, I'm tired of listening to you guys. And so some of those 1 out of 10 just say no because they're being jerks. So it really does make it very hard to find a place. And this is a beautiful
Yeah,
one.
it's
We've been asked by a couple of different people, would we be willing to provide some sort of different maps for lawsuits? And we've been in discussions with some advocacy groups about that, like a heat map where it shows everywhere a person can't live who is under these restrictions in a particular area. And so that may be something that we are hired to do in the future that's based on this sort of model. And I've been talking with a gentleman by the name of James in Los Angeles, who is a registered person and a veteran. And he has gotten a job with the local government after serving, I think he served 30 years in prison. Got a job with the local government in Los Angeles County, California, working with veterans who are being released from prison to help them find housing. And he also interfaces with Veterans Court in Los Angeles County. And he is trying to get the city of Los or the county of Los Angeles to use our website also. So we've got a lot of big things that we're working on.
That's awesome. I see a question in the chat or a comment in the chat. I can only rent studio and one bedroom apartments and a small house. Curtis, is that because of the registry? They can't possibly say you can only rent these certain kinds of places. That seems insane. I still can't hear Curtis. I don't know why.
Looks like Curtis asked what Oregon state laws are like. To me, Oregon is like the best, and I hope to one day move there. We have Scott and I, our entire family lives in Orlando. Our moms would not allow us to leave the state of Florida. There's no way. And both of our jobs are here right now, but at some point I'd love to move to Oregon. They don't have residency restrictions. They only have a public registry for tier three offenders. If you're tier one or tier two, you're not on the public registry. The registry is once a year. You have to go in to update. The laws are definitely a lot different in Oregon. And that all that information is on our website under resources as well. And that's how I learned about it.
Yeah. Okay, so if anybody has a question, I just want to remind you how to ask questions. So down in the bottom of your screen, there should be a thing that says React, and then I believe under React, one of your options is raise hand. So that's if anybody wants to make a comment, ask a question, do that. I'm gonna just answer this question. Oh, damn it. Okay, someone asked for the contact information for Jim J. Jim J, do you see that question in here? Someone's asking, Laura A is asking for contact information for you, Jim J. Michael says, I roomed with a person that did a lot of this work on a database. You had to look up and cross-reference. This is definitely an improvement. Absolutely. Eldon is a guy who works in Kansas, and he's one of the people who it sounds like with Galen, when they tried to say we're gonna add residency restrictions, Eldon and Galen and probably some other people convinced them not to. So that's awesome. All right, John. Let's see, where'd you go? All right, ask your question.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm in Arkansas, and we've been getting some phone calls over the past weeks and months. A lot of people would like to parole out here in Arkansas, but they're going to have to go to halfway houses. Our trouble is that we're not exactly sure about the halfway houses that might be outside our state's 2,000-foot restriction. Is this a possible task that y'all can take on for your website that would help simplify, not just in Arkansas, but in all the states, whether or not a halfway house would be inside a prohibited area, as far as residency restrictions for registrants is concerned?
You
That's
mean
an interesting question. I didn't know people in the registry could get into a halfway house. They certainly can't in Florida. But any address will work. So all you have to do is type in an address. It doesn't matter if it's a halfway house or a residence or an apartment, and it'll show up on the website and show you the radius that you select and if there's any prohibited areas in there. Scott, do you have anything to add to that? Scott? Hello?
Can Scott
Guess
not
not.
talk?
I don't know.
Wait, hang on. Let me unmute him. I don't know why that he got muted.
Yeah,
Go on.
I couldn't unmute myself, sorry.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean it already does that in a sense, right? Like Kevin said, so you could just type in the address of the halfway house, and if there's registry restrictions, it'll tell you if there's anything that's blocking a person from registering that address. So we're not telling people again where they can or cannot live. This is just a pre-screening tool. So we've been asked about like heat maps or exclusion zones and certain things, and it's different than what we're currently doing because it's more telling people where it's okay to live. And that's not the, I would say, the purpose or should be the use of this tool at this point. It's just a pre-screening.
So what you're saying, so what you would be saying is that it's still going to be a very, very good idea if they find these possibilities. Still check with the local relevant law enforcement office to confirm.
We're saying it's a requirement, not that it's
Absolutely.
if it's required by law, yes, then yes, 100%. If you're on a registry and there's requirements, usually you have to check with your probation office or your local sheriff's office here in Florida. Every state can be different and every municipality can be different, so I can only speak here specifically in Florida. But it would be your local sheriff's office where you would register. And that's for temporary, any kind of address. So here in the state of Florida, it's a 48-hour rule. So in a single year, if you spend more than 2 nights in a resident, you have to register that address as a temporary re resident. See.
Wait, wait. If you,
So if you
let me
vacation,
have a stop. Person.
if you vacationed in Florida, if you're a person required to register, you would only be able to stay in a single location for 48 hours without registering that address. But that
And
every
does it
state's
stay
different.
registered forever? Like, let's say you go visit your grandma and you
It's
stay there
it,
overnight or whatever. You have to
and
list your grandma's address on their stupid
and
website forever?
and so I work, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I work for I work I work as a research assistant and paralegal for a criminal defense lawyer in Florida, and we get called, we do a lot of registry work, and we get phone calls all the time because people will not even have to register in their own state. I got a call 3 days ago from a guy in Pennsylvania. His conviction was from 1999. He registered in Pennsylvania until he had a 10-year period. So they let him off the registry automatically in 2010. In 2020, he moved to Florida and they made him register.
Yeah, Florida's
I mean,
just
and the
terrible.
rule, just to clear up the rule, Scott, just to clear up the rule, it's 48, it's two consec you have 2 consecutive nights in Florida without having to register. It's consecutive. So if you come on vacation to Florida and you have a 3-night stay at the Magic Kingdom, you're going to have to register that third night, and you will not get off the registry even though you leave the state of Florida after your vacation is over. You will be on the registry for a minimum of 25 years.
I hear you. They don't take you off even after you're dead.
Well, they wait a year after. That's true. They wait 1 year, and allegedly it's because they want the time to contact the victim in the case. But what we know to be true is that Florida is given federal grant money based on the number of registrants that are on the website. And
Yep.
so they have every motivation to keep as many people on the website as possible. That's why people who are incarcerated, people who live out of state, people who are deceased, people who are at a
Yep.
commitment center, all are on the registry. Only about 40% of the people on the Florida registry actually live in Florida in the community. It's crazy.
Yeah. So it makes Florida look like they're just covered in people who are forced to register, but really they're just milking it for more money.
So Jim asked
Exactly.
about the homeless, and we understand that that's, a huge concern, especially among people required to registry to register. We're trying to set up a plan for action committees to be able to help anybody that is homeless, or maybe people that don't have access to the internet, be able to use this tool for free, especially if people of the homeless. So if any advocacy groups want to be part of that, please let us know, because we'll definitely support that kind of move. But yeah, in Florida, if they're homeless, I believe it's worse. I believe it's almost like weekly or daily, and they have to tell them where they're, I guess, like sleeping at night. And I believe that still has to be in the required 1,000-foot rule or municipality rule of over 1,000 feet.
Wow.
So it's bad. Yeah, Florida is definitely not the state you want to go to.
Yeah, I
It's a
mean,
great state, but that's not for that.
since that Supreme Court ruling about allowing cities and villages to outlaw, basically outlaw homelessness, Yeah, you put those two things together.
It's like outlawing suicide. I don't understand it. Scott, you got a question. I don't know the answer to it. It says, how often does Google Maps update with new places like parks, playgrounds, et cetera?
Pretty frequently. So that just depends on like the establishment that it is, I would assume, and how quick they actually start getting like actual traffic. So I know I've seen Google Maps take almost a month for like a new home development before any actual like real development was. They'll build like 10 houses or so. I've seen that take a while on Google Maps. For stuff like schools, playgrounds, parks that are, usually state or county or something, I've seen that pretty quick because the state's going to get that all set up, and Google's pretty quick on those. Now, while development's still going on in the state of Florida, I believe once they start pulling permits, it's considered a park playground. So even though it's not a structure, it might not be on Google Maps at that point in time. But if it's already built and there, it's pretty quick on Google Maps within a month of actually opening, probably. It's hard to say. It's not in my control, I would say, but that's what I've seen so far.
Wow. This is just
And
incredible. Such amazing work.
we've had some questions about, are we going to make this an actual app that you can download? And that was our original intention, was to make this an app you can download. But then we
Oh.
found out that Apple and Google eat about, how much is it, Scott? 30%?
Yeah. It was a
Yeah,
15
I
to
think it's
30%. It
30%
weighs.
of any subscriber fees goes to Apple or Google Maps if you have a downloadable app. And
Oh.
we didn't want to raise prices. And so we decided just to make it a website that's available through any browser and any platform, being a phone or a tablet or a desktop laptop.
Wow. And I mean, it's not hard to get on the internet. Like an app doesn't, it's not that much easier or better to have an app. So I like the way you're doing it, and I like it being cheaper.
Thanks. And it's definitely meant to be more flow like an app. So it's a single page web application. I would refrain from the back button because that'll just log you out. But we're working, version two will have a little bit more UI components to help you get back to the home page or where you're trying to go previously. And I see that someone said about Pensacola, Florida. And that's really sad to hear. The panhandle in a lot of those counties can be rough. We live right next to Seminole County, which can definitely be a rough place if you're required to register. So yeah, there's definitely counties I would, don't recommend in Florida to live in. Orange County, though, has been really great, and they have a lot more stuff to focus on than people just trying to live their lives.
Yeah. I see you guys use some probation information network stuff, which I give out.
Yeah.
I posted in a video by Joy Villamez about he compares basically like if you don't know where you want to move, his video that I posted has all kinds of charts and videos and helps you figure out which state would be, you know, which states are awful and which states are nice. So I pass that one out a lot and people really like it.
And
Yeah,
we
they.
if you go to our website also in on the first page on the login page, there is a video that demos how to use the app or the website. And
Oh, good.
it's a basically a link to a YouTube page where we actually had another registered person create this for us. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I
And
think I
it's pretty
sent
good.
that video out in the email I sent to my membership.
Oh, cool. Nice.
But it wouldn't be a bad idea to put the link to that in this chat too. You know, just in case
Yeah,
people want
it's
to.
our login page. So it's www.safelivingsearch.com. www.safelivingsearch.com. And the demo's
Oh,
on
and then
there.
just once
You
you
can
get into the demo, it's
register.
right there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I put the YouTube link as well if you would prefer just to go to YouTube.
Yeah, and the number of people who end up serving time over violations when the rules are so crazy, they're so bad and so difficult that sometimes, the cops don't even understand them. They're changing all the time, they're complicated. So the idea that you make someone serve time, even people who didn't serve time the first time, end up serving time, because of nonsense.
And I mean, it's 5 years here in Florida, and we're talking like didn't realize the person had to register a online account they created that just ended up having to have messaging included, but maybe wasn't even being used. And that could be up to 5 years in prison. That's
Yeah.
a lot.
So in Missouri, sometime I think last summer, there was a lawsuit where I don't remember all the details. If Joanne's still here, she could probably do a better job than me. But anyway, they ended up getting a bunch of people on the registry and their families, I think, sued the state and said like this is baloney. And they got the guy who the head guy at the sheriff's the What do you call it? The Highway Patrol, the State Highway Patrol. The head guy at the State Highway Patrol, the one who's in charge of residency restrictions, got on stand and they asked him, so, all these people get violated because they don't tell you all their unique identifiers. So they asked the guy, how often the reason they said it is because they need it for cases. What if something goes wrong? They might need that information in a law case. So they asked him, well, how many times has someone called you to use this information in a law in a civil in a criminal case? Not once. Never have they ever used these online identifiers that they've been requiring people to turn in. They've never needed them. It's never been of value. But yet you can go to jail for not turning them in.
Yeah,
It's
we had
just
a client go to jail because he didn't register his slot machine arcade game that he had on his phone because there was messaging capability on it.
Wow.
It's crazy. So don't come to Florida if you have a choice.
Yeah, definitely not the state. But and that's and that's what these advocacy groups, I mean, are doing. It's just about common sense and logic, right? Is it really protecting anyone, or is it just like more banishment? Like, we don't want these people around, and it's not really the government's capability to say that. And that's what a lot of these laws are. It's just at this point banishment, and we're not for that. But here at Safe Living, we're definitely willing to work with states and local municipalities as well. I think what I've seen and by talking with probation officers and other resources is they are also struggling to identify these places and understand these laws themselves. It's hard
Yeah.
for especially if the county or the local government doesn't have a tool for them to use that's even like this. So a
Yeah.
lot of them, it's not even property line to property line. It's, are they even actually searching? So hopefully we can get this tool more widely, used and hopefully help out, smaller governments as well, to, accurately show and accurately be able to kind of search their own laws and requirements.
Yeah, wow. Francine asked the question, in Minnesota, someone was saying they visited their daughter. I was wondering if they were allowed to go more than once a year in Florida. You're only, or are you only allowed 3 days in the calendar year? So you said, Kevin, you said that you could stay 2 nights and that was okay, but when you stayed the third night, it was a problem. Could you stay 2 nights, leave, and stay 2 nights later? Is it
So,
adding them
in a
up or is
different
it at a
location,
time?
definitely. There is, I believe I don't know if it's 3 days in a calendar year in the aggregate or five. It used to be five. I think they might have changed it to three. But there is a thing that people talk about sometimes. And actually, during a federal lawsuit, the head of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement admitted that hotel hopping was a viable option for registered offenders or registered persons, I should say. And hotel hopping is staying at one hotel for 2 nights and then changing that to another hotel for 2 nights and then changing that for another hotel for 2 nights.
So it's
That's not
within.
something I would advise. I think that's a little
Well, it
risky.
sounds
But
expensive.
the head of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement did admit on the stand that that was viable.
Wow.
Now it is both. So it's within 3 consecutive days or more than 3 days in a calendar year. So I think you get three
More
nights
than
in a
3 days.
yeah, so you get 3 nights in a calendar year, and you can only stay 2 consecutive nights in a calendar year. With the third one, you would have to register, but you could leave and come back for one more night, it seems like. Now, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not the state, but that's what the resources would be saying to me.
Yeah, Galen's asking if you could get the transcript from that testimony where the guy says that hotel hopping is an option. Would you remember the case or anything?
I believe it was in front of Judge Hinkle, and I'll see if I can figure it out. Galen, contact me offline on my email and remind me to see if I can figure that out. It wasn't that long ago. This had to do with this was about a year ago in Tallahassee, federal case in front of Judge Hinkle. I can try to figure out which case it was and direct you to that. Francine, you asked, are we sure? I'm so afraid he'd be violated. He would have to register if he stays. Francine, I am not going to tell you anything for sure. I am not going to say that. I'm not going to give out legal advice. I will tell you that the law requiring registry is under Florida Statutes section 9430435, and that details. I just typed it in the chat, and that details all of the rules for registrants and people visiting the state of Florida. And Scott just sent a link also.
Nice.
Yeah, you can find
Yes.
that also on the site.
The last thing I want to do is tell somebody something and it be wrong, and then somebody have to register or go to jail. I do not want to do that.
And
Of course.
my advice as well is I'd figure that offline off this call. And I would just figure that out, like, not in a public setting.
Yeah. Well, I am super impressed. I'm just I hope this continues to I hope it makes it worth your time to put the time in. I hope it helps a lot of people. I hope that you're I mean even the cops, it's so complicated. The rules are so complicated. You'd think that even the cops would kind of want to use this.
Yeah, and that's where and with especially with smaller counties and even here in Orange County, I mean, I would assume this can be a good resource for them as well. And we can cater this. This is fully custom built, so we can cater this to fit the needs of specific counties if they need to as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm especially excited. I mean, I guess I'm moving to Kansas doesn't have residency restrictions, but still.
Or Oregon. Oregon doesn't either.
Nice.
Although it rains a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend Seminole County in Florida for a person that needs to deal with that.
Yeah.
It definitely isn't going to be a welcoming place.
Florida is
That's
well known. It's well known for its assholery.
I lived there. I lived in Seminole County. They don't have anything better to do there besides mess with people that aren't doing anything, because there's not a lot there to
Yeah.
do.
Well, I gotta have a alphanumeric character and a special password. I hate passwords. Passwords are the worst.
It's only 8 characters long though, so.
All
Why
right.
did
I'm
make
scheduling.
them have a special character, Scott?
Just for fun.
Security reasons. I mean, it was almost 15 characters, so we didn't do
No,
that.
Scott's real big on security.
Yeah, so
My favorite password is, I'm not going to tell you, but it's
don't.
password, but
I'm not gonna tell you.
Only the P is lowercase and all the rest are uppercase. That's my favorite password.
Nice.
All right. So I don't, I mean, you guys seem like you're out of things to talk about. Let's see, are people still chatting? People are still chatting. Anyone who's just chatting, if you want to raise your hand and just talk out loud, that'd be fine with me. Okay. Share this at my advocacy group. Yeah, I think this will go far and wide because there's nothing like it yet, and it's really helpful and really necessary.
We also, and we plan on being at next year's NARSOL conference as well. So if anybody wants to, Francine, if you want to, well, I'm not sure exactly where it's going to be yet, but we are looking forward to next year's NARSOL conference and
Boston
seeing
is what I
Anne
was
again.
told. I was told Boston. Didn't they say Boston?
I heard another B city.
Yeah, well, whatever. Oh,
I heard
Baltimore?
Baltimore. That's
Baltimore.
what
No,
I
you're
heard.
right. It was Baltimore. It was Baltimore. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Now, a minute ago, okay, I'm gonna raise this
Candace.
Candace. Candace, it's your, oh, it says I have to ask to unmute. There we go. You can go, you can ask your question, Candace. Maybe she put her hand down.
She got nervous.
Maybe. Oh, earlier Francine mentioned the hand raise icon is you click on the share box, or no, I'm sorry, click on React. It's hiding under React. NARSOL is the National Association for Rational Sex Offense Laws. And you know, there's a lot of different organizations that do advocacy work for people forced to register. NARSOL is the one that has a conference every year, and so we all go to the conference. It's all of our chance to like schmooze with our fellow advocates and be in a space with all people who are nice to us. Michael, I could just unmute you and you don't have to find it.
There you go. Are you on my unmuted?
Yes.
I'm freaking completely losing my mind with frustration because I can't make anything work anymore. Almost like I'm hacked. I don't know. I'm a registrant. I'm a homeowner in Southern California here. Own outright, 10 acres for 50 years. I think in 2011, I inherited everything. It is a net worth of $1 million. I've been trying to speak. I don't have a voice. I think I'm hacked. I don't know what it is, but it is. I've lost $700,000 in litigation. I've told Janice I was going to Sacramento doing all that stuff, but there's never a venue for me to say this is happening. And I did say that my neighbors are screwing with me, and I'm being sued. That's a real estate matter. No, I'm on the registry. That's the matter. I caught these people on the security camera video, and they're just trying to set me up. But they have now successfully wiped me out, and I'm going to lose my home and maybe $1.5 million claim sweep. But if I don't get someone to hear me, I have all the information. I caught these people, but it involves all the local people here in Southern California, the lawyers, and the people in there. There's a little. When I got sued, this thing passes around between all these law firms that they can keep me in court all this time, just bilking me money, paid all the legal bills, but I'm staying. I have no reason for me to settle because I have all the evidence that I didn't do anything to these people. And there's a thing I saw that was out of Texas. It was called fraud on the court. And once they had a description of how the group of lawyers they would label as the wolf pack, how they operate is they pick a target like me. I'm easy pickings. Everybody died. I don't have family, but I had friends, and I was a member of the neighborhood and the community.
Michael, it's you're kind of cutting in and out, and it's kind of hard to hear you. I'm going to
Oh,
send
I'm
you
sorry.
my helpline number if you want, and I can try to find you some help
Well,
offline.
the guy that does that best investigation, Kevin, I guess W, that's the question for criminal defense. Something like that. I mean, can you hear me? I'll try to talk slower.
It's
I'm
kind of hard
freaked
to
out.
hear.
Yeah, I'm. Can you hear me? My voice is messed up. Also, my voice is kind of screwed up. But I've been. If anyone is willing to allow me to call them, someone I can call and explain this, because I've not been able to explain what is happening. But I think I have it now that I'm being extorted. But the lawyer who sued me, unbeknownst to me, got a copy of my living revocable trust, where I have everything, in there, and all the people that this going to take over if anything happens, in there. And
All right,
this is,
let's talk about this online, or
oh, okay.
out of this call, because I don't think this is necessarily related to what we're
Sure.
talking about.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you a private text, and I'll give you my email, and we can go back and forth. All right, Candace, when I go to unmute, wait, what happened to Candace?
I'm good. It worked.
Oh, excellent.
So yeah, whatever you did,
Hi,
it worked.
Candice.
Hi everyone. Thank you so much for this app. This is amazing. As I
You.
stated in the message, I am a realtor in Wisconsin, and I've worked with a number of guys that are on the registry, and it was daunting. I mean, I literally had to reach out to the detectives, their POs. It was constant, and it was at a time when our market was really hot. So I would say, hey, I'd email the PO and they wouldn't get back to me. And I finally said, I can't work with you. I need to make sure we get this approved prior to us even going and looking at a house. It was a waste of time. So then I reached out to the detective in that county, and he was more helpful. He was literally the guy that wrote the map for where people can live and where they can't. But you're right. Having people pop up these daycares were also, it was a nightmare. So this app, from what I'm seeing, is just amazing, where people can look for apartments. And we work right now with a group. I'm with Pro Se, and what we do is we work with those that are on supervision, parole, and we help them. So this is something I think that would be very beneficial to our clients. So I'm excited I came tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And for the record, Candace is going to come on the War Room January, I think, 27th, to present
27th.
from Pro Se.
Yes.
So if you want to come back.
Brittany is actually going to be there doing the presentation because she's the founder. But I am absolutely excited to share. It's a great story. So yes, thank you for that.
Awesome. Okay, I'm trying to go through the chat, make sure I'm not missing anybody. Candace V. So someone's asking for your info, Candace. Laura is asking for your info. All right.
My whose info?
Let's see. Someone,
Oh, can we have
Laura
Candace
is
info?
asking for
Yeah.
Candace's info, because they're trying to move to somewhere in Wisconsin. Basically, they want to talk to Candace. So I'll let Candace take care of that. And yeah, if anybody else has not heard of or been to a NARSL conference, I had so I've been to a bunch of NARSL conferences, but this is the first year I got to take my partner, and just being able to have a conversation with someone else who could like understand like PTSD and who could remember, because when especially he was on probation for a pretty long time, you're not allowed to have friends who are felons. So, not only is it's hard to make friends as an adult anyway, but to make friends who are also on the registry and understand what you're going through, the difference for him, I saw a difference in just the way he behaved just after one 4 day conf or 2 days of conference. Is very impressive. And there we are. There's Candace's email. Okay. Well, I don't want to just dawdle if people have if we're done. I don't see anything else in the chat that didn't get said already. So I want to tell you how to save the chat because people put a lot of good stuff in there. There's links to different stuff and everybody's emails and then this and that. So if you go into the chat, up at the top of the chat, there's three little dots. Oh, there's a couple more questions or answers. Yes, Francine wants to meet you because she lives close to you. So anyway, you click on those three dots, and then at the top you say save chat. And then after you close out of the app, the chat will still be there and you can still find all the things. All right, John, you'll be our last word, unless someone else raises their hand.
Well, a question for both of you, both Kevin and Scott. Looking over the website looks real, real good. But I was wondering what additional links, what additional topic areas or so on are you considering for adding in the not too distant future?
So we definitely want to work on anything that is prohibited in any state that isn't currently on there. So that would include in a lot of states, in-home daycares. We definitely want to work on that. In Florida specifically, there are certain people when they get out when they're released from prison have. And I think certain people on house arrest have a prohibition with school bus stops. And so we've been working with the Florida Action Committee to get locations of these school bus stops, and we're having a really hard time getting those. And so that is part something that we want to add as well. In
It's
Florida, they're trying to
ridiculous
pass a
to
new law
school bus stop.
They're trying to pass a new law in Florida right now. It looks like it's going to pass. That's going to add public community pools and bathing places. Bathing places are going to include like public lakes where you can go swimming, beaches. They're looking to add that. So we may be trying to add that to the website as well. Regarding resources, our resource page is a little bare right now. Again, we've only been out for about 6 weeks, so we're always trying to populate more. And so any feedback that we can populate our resource page with would be greatly appreciated because it looks a little sad on some of those pages right now. And so we definitely would like to add some stuff there.
And if I could follow up, so many of us are familiar with, of course, residency restrictions. But you hear every now and then about what are called presence restrictions. Are you taking that into account, taking that into effect as far as the website and as far as the links and so on are concerned?
That's a great question. In Florida, we call them exclusion zones. And we don't have those in the website right now. I don't know how difficult that would be because the way that the website is written right now is it requires an address and a radius to search. So I don't know how if how effective that would be at this point. But that might be something, if it becomes a little bit more widespread, that might be something that we look to in the future. Scott, do you want to speak to that? Are you able to talk?
Yes, I am now.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely something we're considering as well, as in exclusion zones. It's just a lot more reliant on the app if we're telling people where they can and can't go. So it's a little bit different there, especially while driving. It's a hard thing to think about. And then, of course, if they, end up driving into one of those places and, God forbid something happens, it's more reliable on our application to work. So that's a lot more testing that we would have to do to make sure we're not taking people into places that we're saying they can go when in reality they can't. Another thing that we're doing as well is like some of the components and it's very bare. There's this is our 1.0 release, so we decided what's in a most valuable component to go in for just usability functionality. So coming down in 2.0 will also be like a history feature. So you can kind of see like at least your last 10 searches since you are paying for this. And you're paying for these searches. We're trying to update that and include like more of a history system so you can see previous searches. And those will probably expire after about 30 days or whatever we see as like an average for Google to potentially update. So we're not, reliant on a year old search or something that could be, out of date. But that'll kind of show you back into your previous search. So if you click on that, it'll show the map and everything like that back to where you were previously. So that'll be coming as well in 2.0, as well as more clickability and usability within the app, a lot of more navigation buttons to get back and to kind of clean up the UI to make it a little bit easier for a user to navigate and use. And then as well as just map features. So being able to hopefully eventually show the actual cities and municipalities. So right now we have county lines, but we're working to try to show if it's an actual state or registered municipality with its own laws and police force, kind of show that on the map, to kind of show where you are and what city you're in, or if you're a county. So that I think would be a huge win as well, because it's kind of hard to know, well, where does Orange County and the city of Orlando start and end? It's not just a straight line across.
Got
There's
it.
it's pretty weird actually. So it's hard to know if you're in county or not. Here in Florida, we do have our state signs for the street. Orange County would be an orange, and the city of Orlando is like a fountain. So that is but a lot of people don't know that here. So that is a way to know if you're in the city or county.
That was the thing I thought of earlier and then forgot. Francine says that Florida Action Committee has a meet and greet this Saturday. So if you got nothing going on this Saturday, and I suppose if you don't show up, Francine can just pull up your app and show people. But
We've been
and
to a
Francine.
couple of meet and greets, and we actually did a demo in Apopka at a meet and greet, and we're looking to go to we have we're working with Anita on that, who's one of the coordinators at FAC, and she's taking us to Volusia County, Polk County, and Osceola County for meet and greets in the coming months, to help spread the word and to demo this. By the way, I just want to put this out there too. Not everyone knows how to use the internet at the same level. And as a person who spent a little bit of time incarcerated, I understand. If you have questions about how to do something on the website, send us an email. I'd be happy to tell you all about it. Some things can be confusing. And if you don't know, just try hitting buttons. You'll be surprised. It's not going to hurt anything. Just try clicking on stuff, and that's all right.
If you use
Okay.
all of your free searches and you're like, I don't know about this, contact us, If you accidentally use
Someone's
all
still
of
asking for
those.
Candace V's info. So Candace V, don't forget to, it's, I mean, there's a lot of things in the chat. But quick before people do their last save, Candace, if you're still here, put your address somewhere. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay, I'm gonna just cut and paste it up to where she asked for it. Okay, you guys are great. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who came. In 2 weeks, I've got a lady called, it's like a farm where people can go when they first get out, and then they make stuff and sell stuff. It's called Benevolence Farm. That's who's coming on in 2 weeks. In 4 weeks, we'll have a, I think we're going to just have a community sharing event. And then I got some other one, cool ones for next year. So if you're not on my email list, make a donation and fill out the little thing, and you will be on my email list, and I'll tell you who's coming on next. All right. I love everyone. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
Thank
Data
you for having
consistent.
us. This was great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. Bye.